Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, how's the training going? I am training you. I'm training you to see, and I'm training you to hear what others cannot, what others have not. You're being given X-ray vision to perceive the truth beneath the surface, to see the hidden infrastructure of the world around you. I'm anointing you to speak my word and to make known these revelations, to build others' faith and to bring them closer to me than ever before. I'll be challenging you, and not everyone is going to be on board regarding those words that I put in your heart and in your mouth. Yet even when the natural world contradicts what I show you, speak my word with authority. Situations will change as you do. Hidden dangers will be exposed, and those in need will be saved. Your words and timely prayers will rescue people from difficult situations and wrong decisions. I'm also sweeping through your personal and family life by my spirit, removing anything hindering a sweet atmosphere of joy, cooperation, and unity. I'm refining the valuable aspects of your life, preparing you to be adorned with my jewels, reflecting my clarity. Expect clarity to come. You'll understand what I've been telling you. A powerful angel has been assigned to you to protect you from the enemy's strategies. You're under my supernatural protection in this hour. You're an intercessor. You're an intercessor with a prophetic voice and X-ray discernment. You're flying high above life's circumstances. You're my stealth, my secret weapon prepared for this season. I've kept you hidden and protected, and now I'm commissioning you. I'm announcing you to the earth and sending a legion of angels with you. Your words will carry the authority of my oracles. I will show you creative ways of accomplishing things and doing things that hasn't been done before. You'll give all the glory to me, won't you? For this reason, I'm using you because you've determined to exalt my son. So look forward with great expectancy, for I'm shaping your life into something beautiful, a trophy in my house. You're one of my golden vessels, already bringing me glory, and I'm about to promote you, so fasten your seatbelt. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. the kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.